We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Heat have a chance tonight. Game two in Boston.
Chance to what?
To do what? To have more assists?
When I say optimism, I mean not getting blown out.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
I don't think they can generate enough offense. Somebody would have to drop 50 for them to keep up with the Celtics on the scoreboard. I just don't think we have enough firepower.
Chance to what?
To do what? To have more assists?
When I say optimism, I mean not getting blown out.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
I don't think they can generate enough offense. I don't think they can generate enough offense. I don't think they can generate enough offense.
This stuff is hard. And you got to stay together if you got the guts. And you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Martin's going to hit it every time. He touches it, a handoff to Hopkins. Right down the middle. Picks it to the right side. To Nico for three. Got it! Tyler diving in the right side. Back to Bam. Snaps it into the left corner. To Nico up top to Jaime. Rolls and rattles in a three.
I just don't think we have enough firepower.
And a miss by Boston on a quick shot. So we'll let that balance out with Miami up 21-20.
No, we're not.
No! No! Tyler Hero's feeling it from 31. Tyler pulls it back out top, moves it to Caleb, a catch, a fire, and a three ball on the left side of the arc.
Those little boos when he touches the ball, they're getting less and less audible.
I don't think they can generate enough offense.
Caleb up top. Bounce pass to Tyler. Jab step right. Moves to his left, fires a three, nothing but net for Tyler Hero. His fourth, made three in six tries. He's only shot threes. He has a dozen. Nico, who uses a screen, back to Tyler, pump fake. Tatum flies by, gets it into Bam on the no look. And the up and throw down right at the rack for Bam. And he now joins the double-digit scorers.
Answer what?
To do what? To have more assists?
Tyler sets a screen. Brown bounces off of it. Tyler for three. Tyler knocking down another three. That thing rattled all over the orange iron. His sixth made three in nine tries. Duncan to switch. Duncan uses a Bam screen. Fires up a three. Knocks that down. Almost a one-hand delivery by Duncan. His second made three in five tries. 22 three-pointers for Miami. Hawkins knocks it down and goes skipping up the floor.
So they're going to lose by six?
That'd be a victory in my book.
Tyler, right side of the arc. Bam the screen. Gets it to Caleb. He'll fire a three. He makes the three from the left side of the arc. His fifth make in six tries from the land of milk and honey. He has 21. 14 assists for number 14. Gangrene has seen enough. They're headed into the streets of Boston. Green hooded sweatshirts. Good night.
I just don't think we have enough firepower.
Game two of round one belongs to the Heat. Miami wins 111-101.
I don't think they can generate enough offense. Sometimes you're wrong.
No one ever called us experts.
Sometimes you're wrong.
We were wrong. The entire NBA world was wrong. Yeah. I don't even think Solana had the guts yesterday, to be quite honest. I think he's playing the result here.
Yeah, not with that hairdo.
Surprised to see your tooth is still intact today.
All right, settle down, banana legs.
Come on, old thigh.
Banana legs and eye socket. Really funny insults today. Let me start at the 4 o'clock hour here. It's an excellent montage by Solana. Hopefully we'll have reason to start the show tomorrow with another one. Well, Panthers victory would be nice.
Yes.
Let me start with the stock market report. It's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Remember how this week we've been having a good week on Wall Street and gaining back all the losses from last week?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's over. So the Dow Jones was down 375 points today. S&P 500 down 23 points. NASDAQ down 100 points. It's actually good news because the Dow Jones was down about 700 points at one time today. So I'll actually take the 300-plus point loss as a good news. Here's your cat talk. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Panthers are in Tampa, game three tonight. Panthers lead round one, 2-0. Special half-hour pregame show tonight, by the way, begins at 6:30 right here with Doug Plagans on 560 WQAM. Puck drops at 7. You will hear all the action right here. Panthers minus 105 tonight. Lightning minus 115, so it's pretty even. Remember, no Sam Bennett tonight for the Cats. I told you earlier, Ryan Lomberg is out once again. And, you know, yeah, hope that they can overcome. There's a couple of guys that that you'd love to have out there. Game four is Saturday in Tampa. Game five, by the way, if needed, will be Monday in Sunrise. Game four, speaking of Celsius, game four Saturday, we have a Celsius Hollywood Kia Panthers watch party at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. And I will be out there watching the Panthers game. Trust me, you heard about the TV situation there at Dave and Buster's?
What?
We have plenty of TVs on the Heat as well. So, you know, you got a lot of action on Saturday, and it's all going to be going off at Dave and Buster's. We're going to have a ton of prizes, $50 or $25 Dave and Buster's gift cards. I know Celsius is going to be out there sampling all their different flavors, and we'll have 560 WQAM prizes. You've seen the new QAM t-shirt. So it's all going off Saturday, 5 p.m., Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. All right, let us get headlines to begin the 4 o'clock hour here with Alejandro Solana, who, by the way, would have been in that montage arguing how the Heat are going to win if there was any audio of him arguing that the Heat were going to win. He's noticeably absent in that montage.
Yep.
Because he had no audio that made him seem like he was what was going on?
Because he's squirreling.
He's squirreling with those banana legs.
Squirreling with them little banana legs.
Hopefully you provide me some sort of better audio than whatever the hell it is you just did there, Hawk, for tomorrow's montage. Because I have no idea what you just said.
Well, you know, you're in good company because I have no idea what I just said.
And by the way, I would just like to point out, I made it very clear that I thought the Heat could even the series yesterday. I even mentioned more Tyler Hero off the ball, less doubling by the Miami Heat, more three-point shots going up. I basically wrote the entire formula for Coach Spo. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No chance, Quadricep. There's no chance that you said that and then put in the montage.
Here's what I think he does. This is what I think he does. He listens to Tommy Tighe tell you what he thinks is going to happen. And then the next day, he pretends that that was his take and we just didn't hear it on the show. I guarantee you he would have been in that montage saying the opposite of what we were saying if he was actually saying the opposite of what we were saying. But he wasn't.
Mm-mm. Front leg. How do you not have hamstrings?
I have hamstrings. I have hamstrings. It was a bad angle that I showed you guys, okay? It was a bad angle.
You don't have hamstrings. This is crazy. How do you stand up?
Bro, you've had like 17 knee surgeries.
And I still have hamstrings.
If anybody doesn't have hamstrings, it's your bum-ass knees over there.
You're built like the worm men on Men in Black.
And you lost a tooth talking about
I was going to say, this guy's basketball. Very limpy for being toothless just a week ago on this show.
Uh-huh. He's still there. That's him right there. I named him Leonard.
These headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Gentlemen, the Miami Heat did even the series last night. And they'll play game 3 Saturday at the Kaseya Center, 6 p.m. The Miami Heat are 9-point underdogs at home after showing everybody in the NBA world last night that you don't F with Coach Spo.
Wow, that is true. That's what they did. I'm with that. Let me see. Still 9. Heat plus 9. I mean, can you not take the Heat getting 9 points at home in a playoff game?
I can't.
I dare you. I dare you to not take 9 points with the Heat on Saturday night.
First playoff game at home. I can't do it, Hawk.
You guys want to hear Kendrick Perkins last night, the video he posted?
Yeah, he does curse at the end. Did you clear that up?
No, I didn't. I'm glad you, you made me aware. Yeah. Did he curse? I don't remember him cursing.
Yeah, we'll play it later, a little bit later.
Because I was watching it last night, unless I was falling asleep because of Ambien, but I thought he cursed at the end because I was watching it last night thinking, oh, I'll just forward this to Solana.
Yeah.
And we should play it.
Right.
But then I thought he cursed at the end.
I didn't hear a curse word, but just in case, I'll double check. I'll have it for us in the next segment when we do 15 minutes of Heat.
Because I thought it was a great apology. Yeah. I really did. I thought it was perfect. Because he's 100% right. How could I get fooled again by the Heat?
Yeah.
How could I think? How dumb could I be to think that the Heat were going to just roll over and play dead? Have you ever seen them do that?
05. We've been through 3 championships, right? And we've been through multiple finals, and I'm with Perk. I still question sometimes.
But when you think of it, on Sunday, Miami played that Friday night game, the play-in tournament game. They beat Chicago. They get less than 48 hours to have to go play the Boston Celtics, who had been off since the previous Sunday, and really more because they didn't play their starters on that regular season finale because they had the one seed locked up 2 weeks before the end of the regular season. So they have all this time in the world to rest and to game plan for the Miami Heat. The Heat fly from Miami Saturday to Boston with one day to rest and play the Boston Celtics after playing 5 games and 7 nights. That's what the Heat did.
And by the way, being a little emotionally distressed, you've lost Jimmy for the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and then your scorer, Terry Rozier, he's not going to be there either. Like, there's a lot going on that game Sunday. I'm with you 100%.
Emotional and the adjustment of not having Jimmy and not having Terry and having a guy like Caleb have to step up. So, yeah, 100%.
And then expecting all the scoring to come from Tyler.
Right.
And the, you know, like it just, yeah, like that. All that is kind of explainable.
Tyler becomes the number one because we know how Bam plays. Bam is an amazing player, but he's not that number one scoring threat offensively. So now Tyler has to jump in the number one position. Banana Thigh, you were like, you really told us what was a...
lot of you really told us what was like. You did lay it out. I'm serious. Like, you laid it out what had to happen. And
it's so unfair what happens to Solon on this show, because the other night he's dressed very nicely for a broadcast and we just turned it into he's a Jehovah's Witness and we had fans calling him Brother Solana. And all he's doing is dressing nicely, more professional than anybody in radio. Like, he's doing good. And then he's running or walking in a 5K tonight, but he works out every day. He does a very good job keeping himself in shape. He tries to eat well or whatever. And then just for no reason, we start calling him banana thighs and banana legs. And you know, and he just has to sit there and take it. I'm on Team Salon.
I'm on Team Lyle. Lyle would have killed Solana.
He would. Listen, this is the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
All right, tooth and hair. Are you guys done over there?
Go ahead. Give us the headlines, Brother Solana.
No, so the Heat have that scheduled loss, it feels like. They get two full days off to recover and to game plan. And whether or not they won the game last night, I think we all felt they would compete better than they did in game one. Mm-hmm. And if we're being honest, if you are going to split on the road in the first round or in any round of the NBA playoffs as a road team, you want game two, right? Because now all the momentum shifts for Miami in game three. And they're playing, let's be real, they're playing with house money. Are they not? Nobody's going to fault the Heat for losing to the Boston Celtics in the first round without Jimmy. And mostly without Terry Rozier, we'll see what his status is. We'll have bigger conversations about why they were there. But as far as the series goes, nobody's faulting the Heat for losing the series if they did. All the pressure is on the Celtics now. Hey, the Heat made the adjustments. They stole one from you. How are you going to respond on the road in Game 3 in a building that they've had some success in, but not the greatest success in?
That's why I'm taking the Heat plus +9 on Saturday.
First game at home, first playoff game at home. I'm with you, Hawk.
Give Spo 3 days to get right. Like, again, he's not just going, hey, we're going to do what we did last night. Like, he's going, okay, what does Joe Mazzulla think we're going to do on Saturday? And then I'm going to game plan against that.
Yeah. And it's that out of Spo, that's one of those look down the sideline and wink at Mazzulla things. Like, Okay. You know, like, tighten up, big man. Like, well, we're not laying down. Tighten up, big man. So, and I don't know if Joe Mazzulla saw him wink because his eyes are too far back in his head. But if he could have saw him wink, it would be like that chess match that should have happened.
I'm not even kidding.
If Joe Mazzulla's going to wink, he needs three assistants. <help him>.
Bro, you guys joke. I'm not even kidding. I think there's two coaches on the Heat bench, Spo and Chris Quinn, who are better coaches than Joe Mazzulla. I'm not even.
Did I read
not,
somewhere after last night? Is Eric Spoelstra Steve Kerr's assistant for Team USA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about we start a petition here, because this is embarrassing. What's Steve Kerr doing right now?
I don't know. Calling David Fizdale probably.
Because what's Spo doing right now? Shocking the world.
Yes. Spo is, so we've talked about it 1,000 times. Spo is so disrespected.
No, there are games where he turns into Psycho Spo on the sidelines. Certain games, certain environments bring that out of him. Last night, you saw Psycho Spo. And man, do I love that guy.
All right, let's bang through these headlines because we're going to run way behind here.
Panthers tonight at the Lightning. Emily Arena, 7 p.m. You can listen to the game right here on your home for the Florida Panthers, WQAM. Doug Plagans will be on the call. I imagine Billy Lindsay is out there as well these playoff games. The Marlins did get swept by the Braves. They lost 4-3 yesterday. They're off today, begin a 3-game series versus the Nationals tomorrow back at Lone Depot Park. Inter Miami's at New England Saturday, 7:30 p.m., that, of course, is your Celsius Essential Energy Drinks sponsored Inter Miami update. And tonight in the NBA, you do have 3 games. You have the Magic and the Cavaliers at 7. You get the Lakers and the Nuggets as the late game at 10 p.m. The Knicks and the Sixers in between at 7:30. in Philadelphia. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident attorneys.com. Hey, Tooth, you're muted, so nobody can hear you.
I was going to let it go, Banana Thigh. He did it.
So. Just want to make sure I have this straight.
I was going to let it go, Banana Thigh. I swear I was.
Let me make sure. So what were you giving us, the game? An alphabetical order?
Five and nine and seven and 620.
Weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. Your accident.
Okay, that a well-placed
There's a lot of I was going to let it go.
And then, of course, the middle game.
Call Demesman and Dover, 866-954-MORE. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Whatever, man. Back to you.
Funny, man. All right. We'll do an official 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment and continue celebrating the Heat. Have a little fun on this Thursday. Don't go anywhere. Draft night as well.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
15 minutes of Heat. I know it's draft night. We'll talk about that. But 15 minutes of Heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Solana has edited the Kendrick Perkins apology video. There was one slight curse word at the end. So we've cleaned it up for air purposes. So this is Kendrick Perkins. He just sent out this video himself after the Heat dismantled the Celtics last night. Remember, Park said the Heat, after game one, the Heat could shoot 100% from the field. They will get swept in this series. Spoiler alert, the Heat did not shoot 100% from the field. It was close, but they did not shoot 100% from the field, and they are not going to get swept in this series. But here is the apology from Kendrick Perkins.
Every single time, man, every single time, I started to put a little trust in the Boston Celtics. And here we go again. The brooms. Think about the brooms. This was supposed to be a sweep. Y'all the far better team. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier. But damn it, here my big dumb ass go again. Knowing I know better. Knowing that Eric Spoelstra and Joe Mazzulla is a damn matchup. Eric Spoelstra had them boys ready to go, and they showed out in great fashion. Look, Celtics, man, why can't y'all do right? I'm not saying y'all not going to win the series, but damn, for sure this should have been a sweep. Y'all supposed to be standing on business. This is the moment that y'all been telling the world y'all been waiting on. You know what you do when you're playing a shorthanded team like the Miami Heat? You tuck them in. Read them a bedtime story. Give them no life. Now you got to go down to South Beach. The series tied 1-1. They playing with house money. And now you got to go handle business. It's just crazy, man. It's just crazy. Matt, my apologies to all the Heat fans, to Espo, to whoever else, man. Go ahead and give me the business for the night. You know what I'm saying? I deserve it. Damn Celtics, as soon as I start to trust in them, just finish the damn series off. Carry on.
Carry on.
I love that. Give me the business. We're giving you the business. Did Scalabrine say anything today, Solana? Has he said anything since? I'm guessing he did the post-game show in Boston last night, right? Has he said anything?
I believe he was actually one of the first Celtics fans out of that building last night when they all started flocking to the exits with about 2 minutes to go when Caleb Martin hit a three. Tyler Hero put him up 11 with a little bunny. And you saw more green leaving that stadium than a St. Patrick's Day festival at Flanagan's at around 1 a.m.
It was wild, man. They were streaming for the exits. That was a fun night. That was a really fun night.
I kind of got to jump on this Perk bandwagon because I wasn't convinced last year when they beat the Celtics, higher seed. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks, higher seed. And I thought they were going to run off the court. But can I, with Perk, Jimmy's out. Your best player's out. How can you beat the number one seed? Like, it's a testament to Spo. It's a testament to the Heat culture. It's a testament to that. So, yes, I will be right there with Perk to say sorry because I did underestimate the Miami Heat.
Give you the business.
Don't give me the business. I don't know what that means.
Give him the business. How about this? So someone emailed Ira Winderman for the Ask Ira column in the Sun Sentinel. The Celtics have had one of the lowest adversity seasons you can imagine. No injuries. Threes fell all season. Lots of easy wins. Sometimes a cushy ride like that is not the best way to prepare for the playoffs. We'll see how they respond. And here's what Ira says, because I think that's a decent point, because you've seen that in the NBA before where some teams, the regular season, and then all of a sudden you get to the postseason, it's a little bit of a different ballgame. Ira says, on one hand, you don't want to poke the bear. And the Celtics were a ravenous bear during one of the best regular seasons in league history. On the other hand, they certainly also have come off as a bit too cocksure for a team that hasn't won anything with this core, arguably has done less with that core over the last five seasons than the Heat with their core. If the Celtics are who they think they are, they run roughshod over a Heat team lacking Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier. Now, there's a seed of doubt, and that doubt figures to grow with every three-pointer the Heat convert in Saturday's Game 3. But the history of this series also is that home court counts for little. So I wouldn't necessarily sell quite yet on the Celtics' chances, but I also would never sell short an Eric Spoelstra-coached team. Maybe there's something there with what the guy says, which is, hey, they went through a season. There wasn't much adversity. They just kind of coasted through. They're a very good team. There's no question. But I'm kind of with Ira there. I think the Heat have done more with their core. And, I mean, the love that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, the love that this team gets nationally versus the Heat is pretty staggering when you could make the case that the Heat's core has done more.
It done more with less, but also it reminds me of the Panthers and Paul Ball, where this team is built for the playoffs. This team is built for playing in those postseason series where – the game slows down. What do they say? Drag them in the mud, that kind of thing. Where Boston hasn't been, to your point, hasn't been drug in the mud much this year, and now they're in the mud. And can we win that game when it's not perfect, when it's not a random Wednesday night in January? You know, like, it makes sense. I'm not saying that the Heat are going to run the Celtics off the court, because I think the Celtics are a very good team, very talented team. But are they ready to be in the playoff style of basketball, just like everybody tells us? And Paul Maurice with the Panthers kept telling us, we're good, don't worry about it. We'll be okay when we get to the playoffs. Can the Heat say, don't worry about it, we'll be okay when we get to the playoffs?
It also goes down to what Perk was saying regarding Coach Spo Mazzulla, because when you think about the playoffs, what the Celtics used, right, their formula in the regular season, they're more talented than most teams. They were just going to go out there, score more points than every team that they were playing, which is what they ended up doing. But in the playoffs, you have to be able to make those game-to-game adjustments, the mid-game adjustments. Tyler Hero going up against Drew Holiday one-on-one clearly didn't work. So how was Miami going to best utilize him getting the switch with Tatum, then a pick and roll with Bam Adebayo? That would open up the shooters, space the floor a little bit more, and have a more favorable matchup for Tyler Hero. Like, the biggest gripe people have had with the Celtics has been late-game execution for them. Going back, like, not just this season, but years prior, Tatum and Brown in big minutes. Are they going to be able to win those types of games where it has to be in the mud? And the Celtics haven't proven that they can be that team, that they can make those certain adjustments. And until they don't, like, these are going to be the questions that everybody has about that team. And you're right, this Heat team is used to playing this type of basketball, which is just ugly as hell, and we'll find any way possible to win. If that's Caleb Martin scoring 21 points, it's going to be that way, you know? Like, they don't need Tyler and Bam to go have 30 each. They don't need it, because they just showed you that those two can shoot very efficiently, but everybody else is going to be involved as well. Bro, Boston hasn't proven it yet. They just haven't.
And our coach has 180-degree vision.
What's Mazzulla working with? About 40 degrees?
Oh, man. He's looking through paper towel tubes. What happened again? What just happened?
It's an interesting point I just saw on Twitter from David Fironas, who covers the Dolphins. So Dolphins, you know, they pick 21 tonight. And then tomorrow night, round two, they pick at number 55, okay? Then, remember, they don't have a third or fourth round pick. So then they don't pick again until 158. Hmm. And this is what David Fironas tweets out. 103 picks between the Dolphins' selections from round two to round five. The third rounder was lost because of the tampering penalty and also cost the franchise a first rounder last year. The gap between picks is why I like the idea of a trade down from 21, but he writes, and hopefully not at the expense of an elite prospect at a position of need. And that is, I hadn't really thought about that, but maybe you do trade down at 21 because maybe there's no one you really covet. There's positions, but no one that you really covet. So maybe instead of picking at 21, 55 and 158, maybe you get to sandwich a couple more picks in between 55 and 158. There's probably some merit to that strategy.
Go from 21 to, let's say, 38, and now you have 38 and 55 and 92.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So now you'd have two picks instead of the one at 21.
But you can't find someone at 21 to significantly affect your team?
No, it's not that, though, because Cuno had brought this up to us when we talked. Remember at the beginning of the week, Hawk, you said, are the Dolphins going to get cutesy or not? You asked Cuno this, and he said, hey, no, the Dolphins don't have a third or a fourth round pick. If the guy that they want, because from what we understand, Chris Greer made it very apparent that, hey, they're going to go with best player available, right? But maybe they have a list of 6 to 7 guys that they feel would fit this roster. If those guys aren't there at 21, which is a possibility, and there's a team that wants somebody at 21 that's saying, hey, we'll give you a third round pick. You can take our second round pick. I don't know exactly what the logistics would be, but Miami's saying, hey, there isn't really anybody that we love at 21. Maybe we move back into the first round to 28, 29, 30, 31, and we're able to add some extra draft capital in the third round or even in the fourth round. And there,
extra second and third round picks can turn out to be like, those aren't undrafted free agents. Like, you should, if you know what you're doing, you should be able to get some talent there. And they're going to need some talent because they did lose a lot of guys.
And they're going to need paid guys that are paid less because of all the big contracts.
Right. True.
So we move down. We don't have to pay this first round contract. We can pay a second, third, and fourth and fifth round contract. Because now Bradley Chubb's making this money. We have to give Tua money. We have to give Tyreek all this money. Like, I'm not against them trading down to grab those sandwich picks, as you call them, which I think is a great phrase. But you're at 21. You can't find – there's not a guy that's 21 in college football that could legitimately change this franchise. That means Chris Greer's not doing his job because there's going to be players taken at 27 and 28 and 29 that are going to go to the Pro Bowl.
But maybe he says at 21, I got a guy who could make maybe as much of a difference as a pick at 43 and 75 combined. And like you said, he's going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, so 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We're going to get you some headlines. We'll get you ready. Let's give away those Imagine Dragons tickets. You want to do that here?
Yeah.
What caller number you want to take? You want to take caller 21 for the 21st draft pick?
Let's go.
All right. That was Solana's idea yesterday, and I negated it because you were a day too early. You know what I'm saying?
All right, let's do 21 today, then, Hawk. If that's what's going to make you happy, let's go ahead.
What's your goal time for the 5K tonight?
Banana.
You have a goal? You have a goal time?
Yeah, just don't cramp. That's my goal. No cramping today.
If you do, bananas. Eat your legs.
I know it's not going to cramp your hamstrings.
Caller 21, 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Imagine Dragons, I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm Beach. It's a Live Nation show. We will have one more pair of tickets to give away tomorrow if you don't win the pair right now. Caller 21, 305-567-0560.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This stuff is hard, and you got to stay together if you got the guts and you don't find the first door and run out of it.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.